We're talking here today with Michaela Cron, the head volleyball coach with the IKM Manning Wolves, as we take a look back at the 2021 season. And coach, as always, appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you for having us, or having me.
You bet. Michaela, a rough year for the Wolves this year. You guys finished up with just one win on the year, and that was a really good win against a nice Audubon club. But the way you guys closed out the season in the tournament over at Panorama, pushing them on the road in the postseason, probably happy with the way things closed out this year?
Yes, definitely. They had an awesome game, and it was nice to see them to go five sets and really fight for what we wanted. It was a bummer when we didn't pull it out, but it was nice to, you know, we didn't, it was really close. It was 17 to 15 at that fifth game. So they definitely tried as much as they could.
What stood out for you about their performance that night?
I think they just did a really good job of serving tough. We kept their team out of system. They had a really good hitter, but we were just serving so well that they couldn't even hardly get the ball to the setter, or at least not in the front row setter. They would back row set it, and so that really helped us keeping her out of the front row and out of like the lineup kind of.
My imagine is the enthusiasm from the girls that night had to be a lot of fun to kind of watch with things going well.
Yes, they were so excited, and we had some big players come off the bench and come in to serve, and they both got a couple aces for us, and that was huge. They did a really good job serving, like I said, and we didn't miss very many serves that night, so that helped our momentum stay on our side, and they just did a lot of good things, and we were giving it to the people who were getting kills for us, and a couple girls that we haven't really seen a lot from all season have really big nights.
How do you think that energy can maybe help with the off season and build towards next year?
I think it helps a lot, just like knowing, like, hey, we can compete with some other teams. We have a tough conference, so sometimes it's hard, and you kind of get in a slump there when you lose a couple games, and it's like, oh, we're not very good. No, it's not that we're not very good. We just have a tough tough conference, and we see a lot of really good teams, and I tried to emphasize that to the girls, and so then when we saw Panorama, I think they kind of understood what I was trying to get to them all year long.
Coach, you mentioned the tough conference. You also have a tough schedule. I was looking at it earlier today, and if I remember right, you had like ESAC and Boyer Valley and Missouri Valley to kind of open the season. All three of those really good teams and really good programs right now. ESAC won their conference. Missouri Valley was up at the top of your conference and one of the top teams and were ranked good portion of the year. And Boyer Valley won the Rolling Valley Conference Tournament. So not an easy start to the season with the strength of the schedule that you guys had.
Correct. We do have some big teams or good teams that we play. And then even our tournaments that we go to on the weekend, we saw a lot of good teams there from all over. And so it's just hard to find the flow when you play good teams all the time. It's a good thing for us. It's, you know, it's nice to have competitive teams, but sometimes it's hard too when you're trying to find a little bit of momentum to go into the next game or next tournament.
You do mention those tournaments. You were at Griswold this year, of course, the Carroll tournament, and then down to Tri-Center before the conference tournament there late in the season. When you know you're going into those tournaments with really good teams, what do you try to take away from those, and what do you hope the girls learn?
We try to set, like, little goals, like, okay, this game we want to try to get a block, or this game we want 90% serving. So that kind of helps them, especially when you're not always sure if you're going to win and you don't want to be negative about it, but it's like, okay, let's do something that we can control and something that we can work on. So that definitely helped their momentum and their attitudes towards certain games.
I know you had some injuries this year. Macy Doyle, I know for sure, went down for a while. How much the injuries impact you guys and then having to make adjustments off of those injuries?
To be honest, I thought the girls did really well with that, and I know, like, Taylor was sick one night, and Megan Williams went down with an ankle one night, and so did Lexi Groon. And so, like, all season, we never had, like, a set lineup. It was kind of changing just all the way around, and I thought the girls did a really good job of just playing with whoever was next to them. Communication came into key there, and we had some really good key players who came off the bench for us throughout the whole year. It might have been just for one play, two plays, that kind of thing, but they did a good job of mixing in with the other players.
You mentioned communication. Was that a good strength for this team all year?
Yeah, they did a good job on talking on the floor. Every once in a while, they still have those errors where the ball would fall between two girls. But overall, they did a good job of communicating with each other. And I think our bench did a really good job of communicating too with the girls, just like trying to help them out on, like, I would say something, and then they would bring that back from the bench to the court or in the timeout and things like that.
Where did you feel like this team grew as the season went on?
I thought our serving, honestly, was probably one of our better growths. At the beginning of the year, we had some really bad serving percentages, and even serve receive there for a while wasn't the greatest. And we started tracking that a little bit more and really working on both of those in practice. And I saw a lot of growth from the beginning of the season to the end of the season with both areas of serving and serve receive.
Was there a point in the season where you felt like things were starting to turn a little bit and you might get on a winning streak?
I would say at Audubon game. After that, I think our morale just went up a little bit, and they knew then, like, hey, we can do this. So we went into some of those other games after Audubon, and it was like, okay, like maybe we're not winning, but like instead of losing by 10, let's only lose by 5, kind of thing. Like we can push a couple more points and try to take these teams to their limits.
I know I called that Audubon match that night, so I got a chance to talk to you afterwards. What do you think was the difference in that night? Because I thought you guys really went out and played well.
I think a lot of it was they believed they could beat Audubon. Sometimes we go into some of these other games with Tri-Center and Trainer and Underwood and Missouri Valley, and I don't know if they really believe they can beat them all the time. And I understand, like, they're ranked in 1A, they're ranked in 2A, that kind of thing. So it's a little bit of a mental block there. I told them one time, like, stop looking on Quick Stats or Varsity Bound. I don't want you to do that because then you psych yourself out before we even get there.
How much do you think that impacts kids? Because I think it probably does more than people realize. And as much as I love Varsity Bounds because it helps me a lot do my job, I can't imagine if when I was back in high school, I could go on the website or, you know, on an internet and look at how my stats were after every game and the impact that would have on me.
Right. And I think stats are, yeah, they look at their own stats and other players' stats. And I tried to tell them, like, I know we've played teams and I've looked at their stats after the game and they didn't take their stats right. Some of the stats are a questionable call, and some teams forget, like, the block is only a block if it, like, goes down for a point. It's not if you just get a touch on it. And that's where I see a lot of errors in the blocking stats. So I try to tell them, like, just try not to look at that. Like, I'll do the looking at that. If you have a really good game, I'll let you know. You know, I can tell you that thing, or we can look at them after the season or after the next game, that kind of thing, because you don't want them to only be playing for their stats either.
Coach, is confidence the biggest thing that this group coming back in the future needs to get going and kind of just that trust and believe in themselves the way it sounds?
I think so. I think confidence would help us a lot, and I think we can grow a lot if we have a little bit more confidence.
Coach, a nice senior group for you this year. Macy Doyle, Taylor Fernanding, Bianca Cadwell, Jessica Christensen, Jersey Bexton, and Katie Wooster, the girls that saw varsity time for you. Second senior crew for you since taking over here at IKM Manning. What did this group mean for you?
It was fun to have them. They're a great senior group. They did a good job of just working with the other players, and we had Jess and Katie and Jersey. They didn't always see playing time every single night, but they gave it their all. They were awesome on the bench. They're cheering super loud for the girls that were on the floor. Even like Macy, when she got hurt, she did her part when she was on the bench, helping take stats and talking to the girls. And Bianca and Taylor, same thing. Just really, they wanted to do well. They were good leaders. They were trying to get the other girls fired up. So it was a good group, and there's a lot of them, so it's hard to see them all go.
Coach, I know a lot of those girls through all the different sports they play because, as most people know, a school your size, the kids have to be active in a lot of things to have some success overall in sports. So they seem like a really quiet group. Is it a quiet group, or when you get them away from, like, you know, the radio guy or adults, are they a little looser and a little more fun and a little more talkative?
They are talkative and they are fun and they like to have a good time and stuff. But I would say from a couple of the other groups that I have had as seniors, they are a little bit quieter and a little bit more reserved than some of those. Not that that's necessarily bad, but they're just, yeah, just a little bit more shy, I would say. A little less force. I don't know if forceful is the word, but.
I just noticed that it's interesting the way it seems like sometimes an entire class can sometimes maybe you get the one player that, you know, can be outspoken or whatever, but you get a whole group sometimes that are just quieter. It doesn't mean they're good or bad leaders, but they're just a quieter group, and that just appeared to me to be one.
Yes, yep, it definitely is.
Coach, got some good young players coming back. Aaron Ramsey saw a lot of time as the libero for you in the back row. I thought Amber Halber had a nice year for you. Ella Richards is a talented athlete in softball. Megan Williams, I thought, did some nice things for you. Kylie Powers had a good year. You mentioned Lexi Gruen, another sophomore that saw some time for you as well. So, and then there are some other kids that you can kind of build around in the future. What does the future of this program look like, and what are some areas you feel like you're going to be working on here during the offseason?
I think just our defense, in general, just with all those tough teams that we see, we need to step up our defense and serve receive just a little bit, so that way we can stay in a couple more games and compete a little bit more. But overall, I think we have some high hopes for them coming up.
What are some of the things you're hoping to work on during the summer? Is there some camps? Is there some travel things that you guys are hoping to get involved in during the off season when you can?
Yeah, we will do open gym throughout the summer, and then last year we went to Central College's team camp, and that's just a nice bonding time for the team. So hopefully this year it works out for a few of the more of the girls to go, because I think that really does like unite or connect them, and they have a lot of fun and a lot of stories come from that camp. So hopefully we'll be able to do that again next year too.
And coach, you're back kind of at your alma mater. I know it's year two for you, but how is year two different than year one, being kind of back home, coaching a program that you've seen and you kind of grew up with a little bit?
I think the biggest change or difference from last year this year is just with COVID. Now we have fans, so I think that was really cool this year to experience like the home crowd and an actual crowd, not just, you know, the four or five people that could come and watch the girls last year. So that was like really exciting, especially when we won against Audubon at home. It was just a really fun experience and cool feeling for everyone.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate your time. You give us preseason interviews, you give us lineups, and talk to us after your matches and stats every night, and of course, spending some time with us here to talk about how the seasons went. So, appreciate you with everything you do for us here at Carroll Broadcasting. Looking forward to working with you again next year, and thanks for the time here today.
Yes, thank you for all your coverage throughout the season. We appreciate that too.
You bet. Head coach again, Michaela Cron, with the IKM Manning Volleyball Program.